Lac la biche. There are no price tags on the items lining the tables of the annual blessings market, because there are no prices. The annual market, hosted at the Evangelical Free Church, offers up free items to families in need. This year's event was held at the end of April, back after a two-year hiatus in its 14-year history. Dozens of people attended the market, finding toys, clothing, books, furniture and household supplies, all being given away to good homes, said market organizer and founder Karen White. Some specific items this year included children's bouncy chairs, strollers, playpens, a TV and kitchen appliances. Some of the items go very fast. We had about 50 or 60 people lined up. Some were here as early as 8:15 a.m., says White, who is also a church member. The annual event supports residents in need, and helps to showcase the generosity of the community. Some people have people that pass things down to them, but some people don't. We thought that if we had a place, which we do, where we could collect other people's stuff and give it away for free in a shopping-style environment where people don't need to feel like they're putting anyone out, is what the market is all about, she said. Giving back with the support of the church's congregation, community members and volunteers, the thousands of items were sorted and prepared for the market, said White. One unique aspect of the market is the way that youngsters can shop for themselves. Special shopping bags are handed out to children when they come in and they can choose whatever items they want to fill them. It gives children a chance to shop and carry out their own selections. The kids come in with these bags and they're able to take whatever. It makes them so happy and it's nice to see, said White. We love being able to do this and we're so happy that people look forward to it. We're happy to be able to share the wealth of what some people have and what others are missing. Although there was a big demand for the market items, not everything was given away at the Blessings Market, so organizers have been busy trying to offer the items to local groups and organizations. We'll talk to different community groups and see what their needs are like. Some of the schools take clothes for the kids who might need them during the day at school. I try to keep it local because it was given locally, White said. For more information, visit the Blessings Market Facebook page to see what items are still available or to help get these items to people who may need them.